Good morning, this is Brooke and Gracie with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a catastrophic fire danger warning has been declared for parts of southern Queensland, with parts of the Darling Downs and the Granite Belt labelled in the highest risk. The warnings come after Australia enters its warmest and driest spring since 2020. Acting Queensland Premier Stephen Miles says he has the utmost confidence in Queensland Emergency Services, saying, quote, "We are well prepared and we're incredibly well served by our fire service, our rural fire service and our volunteer firefighters," end quote.
Queensland exporter GTAX Australia has been accused of bribing key politicians in Nauru for gaining favourable mining deals. GTAX presented in court in January this year on one count of conspiracy to bribe a foreign public official. They have since applied to have a charge of foreign bribery permanently stayed, claiming a fair trial is impossible as a result of lost evidence and deceased witnesses. A permanent stay would halt prosecution. The case is set to appear in Brisbane's District Court for a pre-trial hearing today.
In national news, Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke will introduce new workplace reforms legislation into federal parliament today, which the government says will close loopholes that currently lead to unfair pay and conditions. Under the proposed laws, companies with more than 15 workers will be required to pay Labor hire staff the same wages as those under enterprise agreements. The Fair Work Commission will be given powers to make orders forcing businesses to pay the same wage to directly employed and labour hire workers. If passed, the new laws will come into effect in November 2024.
Indigenous leaders have criticised Peter Dutton after the opposition leader vowed to hold another referendum on constitutional recognition if the voice vote is unsuccessful and the coalition wins the next election. Mr. Dutton holds an unsupportive stance on the voice to Parliament, saying it would have significant change on government systems and would bring decision-making to a near halt. Marcus Stewart, an Uluru Dialogue representative, criticised the opposition leader's remarks, saying, quote, "How long do we have to wait to put this to the Australian people? We know the outcomes in our community now. Our communities are on the ground suffering. We need to do better," end quote.
In international news, Ukrainian Defence Minister Oleksiy Reznikov has been dismissed from his post following a Russian drone strike. The drone attacked a critical Ukraine port of the Danube, a main route used for exporting grain in Ukraine. The decision to replace the defence minister comes amid a corruption crackdown in Ukraine. The change must be approved by Parliament, but is likely to be supported by the majority.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8